Tulsa.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Now. Deal cut. Pyongyang threat. I'm Barbara Cusack. It still needs to be voted on, but a bipartisan agreement was reached on a $1 trillion spending bill to fund the government through September. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calls it a good agreement for the American people. North Korea suggested today it will bolster its nuclear force, continuing its nuclear weapons program in the face of what it calls U.S. aggression. More from correspondent Will Ripley in Pyongyang.
North Koreans have scoffed at the suggestion that pressure from China, the United Nations, the U.S., or anyone else will slow down their development of weapons of mass destruction that they view as essential to protect their national sovereignty.
The U.S. service member killed over the weekend when an IED detonated in Iraq has been identified as 25-year-old First Lieutenant Weston Lee of Bluffton, Georgia. SpaceX going to try again this morning to launch a classified U.S. intelligence mission from the Kennedy Space Center. I'm Barbara Cusack. At least 12 deaths are blamed on severe weekend weather that swept through parts of the South and Midwest. Meteorologist Pedram Javahari says at least four tornadoes touched down in East Texas.
The National Weather Service confirming now a mile wide, or essentially 17 football fields across at its widest point there. This is the Van Zandt County tornado just east of Dallas, Texas, that came down there with a 55-mile continuous track.
President Trump says the new GOP plan to replace the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage for Americans with pre-existing conditions. Correspondent Athena Jones says the vice president put it a bit differently.
Vice President Pence said that states would be able to opt out of guaranteeing people with pre-existing conditions if they set up federal or state high-risk pools for those people that will assure they can get affordable coverage.
Shooting rampage at a pool party in San Diego left one dead, several wounded, before the suspect was shot dead. I'm Barbara Cusack.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell says he considered his actions and referrals on behalf of businessman Johnny Williams to be routine, and there was never any quid pro quo. McDonnell spoke on CBS's 60 Minutes.
At the end of the day, the United States Supreme Court said that this was the routine stuff that governors do. And we may not like the amount of gifts, but it was consistent with Virginia law. And so, Bill, that's why at this point I feel vindicated.
And McDonald says he did not question how his wife Maureen could afford to give him a Rolex watch for Christmas despite the family's financial difficulties. It's been a tough year financially for Fairfax County, but leaders managed to come up with a budget. Tomorrow, the Board of Supervisors takes its final vote to approve that spending plan.
Small cuts were made across the board in the Fairfax County budget to give schools about $53 million more. Board of Supervisors Chair Sharon Bulova explains why the county's so strapped for money.
Real estate, both commercial and residential, has pretty much been flat. And that is our major source of revenue.
The board plans to boost the economy in coming years by growing new industries like cancer research and cybersecurity.
That will help to increase our commercial revenue.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
As mosquito season arrives, Virginia health officials are encouraging everyone to help fight the spread of the Zika virus. The state health department's Zika website provides information about how you can take precautions against the mosquito-borne illness. There have been 115 reported cases of Zika in Virginia since December of 2015. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,941, the NASDAQ at 6048. Sports, the Nationals demolished the Mets with a franchise record 23 runs. The O's beat the Yankees in 11 innings. NBA, the Wizards dropped Game 1 to the Celtics. NHL, it's Caps-Penguins Game 3 tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, D.C. homeowners. Larry O'Connor here for Renter's Warehouse, your residential property management experts. Are you a part-time landlord rocking rent collection and maintenance repair? Are you buried in lunchtime errands and after-dinner tenant tasks that take you away from the good life? Well, do-it-yourselfers, it's time to outsource your headaches so you can increase your opportunities. Let Renters Warehouse manage your properties and set you on the fast track to financial and lifestyle freedom. The Rent Estate Advisors at Renters Warehouse specialize in tenant placement with rent collection, maintenance coordination, paperwork processing, and much more. There's no marketing fees and no cancellation fees, just total focus on making you money. So stop managing and start multiplying your investment properties with Renters Warehouse. Turn your attention to growing your portfolio and your earnings and let them take care of the rest. Call a rent estate advisor today at 202-625-4370 or go to renterswarehouse.com. That's 202-625-4370, Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
505 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We'll start northeast. The utility pulled down and as a result closed in northeast D.C. is Minnesota Avenue right at Burroughs Avenue. That's closed for about a block in each direction. Again, crews will need to make the repairs to utility pole and wires. Getting into town, no problems. D.C. 295, you're looking good. Southeast, southwest freeway quiet. Outbound Suitland Parkway had a little bit of volume as you come off of 295. Had some road work there on the outer loop of the Beltway, Maryland in Bethesda. Outer loop near Connecticut Avenue. Looks like that work zone has wrapped up. I'm not seeing any delays there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Powerful storm system in the nation's midsection rolling east. Front attached to that storm approaching later today. Isolated showers, thunder showers today, 82 degrees on a south breeze. Then by this evening, scattered storms may be severe. So we're thinking about after 4 or 5 o'clock and before midnight. You can see some strong damaging winds and hail, heavy rainfall. There is a risk for tornadoes, but that is low. Sunshine returns tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 65 in Arlington, 59 in Greenbelt, 64 degrees in Washington. Congressional negotiators have reached a deal on a spending bill to keep the government open through September. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Hey, good morning. It's Monday morning. Yes, I know. You have to get up. You have to get around. You have to get started. But you know what? You're listening to Mornings on the Mall, and we're going to make that a lot easier because we're going to make you laugh. We're going to entertain you. We're going to inform you. That's what we're here for. We're your friends and your buddies, and we're going to help you through this tough Monday morning. Coming up at 6:35 this morning, Michael Oslin will be here. He's an expert on Asia from AEI. 7:05, legal analyst Joe DeGenova will be along. 7:35, Andre Bilodeau. Now, he's a parent who has transferred his students, his kids, from J.E.B. Stewart High School because those students opposed a name change at the high school, getting a lot of grief for it. 8:05, we'll talk to the Virginia GOP chair about the gubernatorial race, and the Democrats got together for a debate. And at 8:35, Sarah Westwood from the Washington Examiner. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Mary Walter.
And I want to know if you have ever quit a job, and if you did, why? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. A study was done out of California by a nonprofit group for social impact, and they teamed up with the Harris Poll. And they asked a representative sample, national sample, of 2,000 adults who had voluntarily left a job in the tech sector, because this tech sector has a really high turnover, a higher turnover than most other sectors in the country when it comes to jobs. So they asked them, well, why did you leave? Was it a better opportunity? Did you want to take time off to care for your children? These are all options. Did you want a shorter commute? And overwhelmingly, workers of all backgrounds who have left a job in the tech industry voluntarily cited, quote, unfairness or mistreatment within the work environment as their most common reason for leaving. Now, I would think that unfairness or mistreatment is obviously a very individual thing. It's a very subjective thing,
yeah, right,
as opposed to a shorter commute. Either the commute is shorter or it's not. That's a pretty identifiable thing. Unfair treatment was cited twice as often as I got a job somewhere else. Now, when I was growing up, my father goes, you do not quit a job unless you have another job. I don't care how miserable you are. If you're miserable, you start looking, you get another job, and then you quit. And I only quit once without having another job, and my parents actually backed me up on it. So I've quit a job more than once. The first time I quit a job, I quit because my very first job out of college, I was living in Texas for a little bit over a year, and I was doing, different things, but part of my job involved sales, and I had made this big job. I would have gotten at the time $17,000 in commission, which was big money today even. And the regional manager stole it from me, came and took it. And he took the sale, he took everything. So I was like, I'm done. And I walked. And my parents were like, yep, I got you on that one. And so I walked, I went home, and I got temporary work over the summer, which led to a consulting job. So it worked out fine. But I mean, I didn't just go move back home and not work. My parents were like, oh, you can come back to live, but you need to get a job doing something because you have to pay rent. And I've quit radio jobs before. I quit the job I had before this one to come here, but I had another job. But that was the only job I ever quit, and that was, I guess, because of mistreatment, I guess you could say. I guess it would fall under that. So have you ever quit a job? 888-630-9625. And why did you quit? You ever quit, Brian?
I've had a few jobs quit me.
Well, I think if you work in radio, you know that song
in broadcasting as well. Look, I've had this weird thing. I have quit some jobs a long time ago when I was young, and it was over mistreatment, and my parents did back me up. I was it was one of my first jobs. I worked at a TV repair store in the day when people actually went to your home and repaired your TV. Remember those days? I was one of those guys.
Was this when you were still in, were you in college? Post-college? You were still going to school.
17 years old. But be honest with you, most jobs I have, when it comes to time to leave, it's sort of by mutual agreement. Okay, I've done everything I wanted to do here. I'm going to go on and try something else. The truth of the matter is that I can't recall the last time I had to apply for a job. Jobs find me. So I've been very fortunate in that regard. I mean, immensely blessed, actually. When I find myself on the beach, somebody usually comes around and says, hey, we got a little something. We want to do this. And I think, yeah, I'll do that. Sounds good. And it's worked out well.
How often have you been on the beach then, I guess, in between gigs?
The last time I was really on the beach, I guess, was probably about 20 years ago.
Okay.
And it lasted 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then I got a much better job. But the larger point here, though, and just beyond me and your experience, is that I think that in the workplace today, we have these young people that are coming in, and they just have these amazing expectations of what a job should be.
Yes.
And I don't think that they really appreciate the fact that you have a job and that it pays. And they get irritated at the oddest little things. I mean, look, part of working, as a young person today is learning how to get along with people and if you get in working through issues and solving problems, and you are going to run into places in a workplace where you find that difficult person that you have to work with, or you're going to run into a problem where you have a strong disagreement about how it should be handled. And that is just the workplace. And young people today just don't seem to understand how to face that frustration because they've never, ever, it seems to me, had to face failure or had to struggle for anything, because anytime they struggled, guess what? Mom and dad stepped in and took care of it. So these young people going into these high-tech jobs out of college have these incredible expectations about what a job should do for them when it's the other way around. And I think the whole work ethic is a sort of skewed. Look, I mean, if it works out for you that if you don't like the job, you can quit and find another job, then I guess that's all good and fine. But it's so very different than it was for me and for you and for our parents when we were told basically get a good job and just hang in there.
Right.
A good job is hard to come by. There are people who start their careers and end their careers at the same company back in my mom and dad's day, and that hardly ever happens
these days. Yeah. You talk about hanging in there with a job. When I was a consultant for quite some time after I quit that job, I wound up doing summer work and as a temp, and the company wound up getting a job as a consultant. They wanted to hire me, so I had to go to a company and become a consultant. So whenever I would switch, so when you're a consultant, you have a contract for a year or 2 years or however it is for that job, right? So it would switch, and I would be home, and I would have, nothing for a couple of months while I was waiting for another. My father would just be like, why do you keep getting fired? I'm like, I didn't get fired. the contract for that job. I'm a consultant. The contract for that job expired, so I'm waiting for another one. I'm on the beach right now. And it was one of the, you know, when you're a consultant, if you don't work, you don't get paid. Mm-hmm. That's the way it is. But I saved up a lot of money because living with my parents, I had to pay rent. So I knew that my parents always told me, you know, look, if you're not working and you choose not to get another job to tide you over, you still have to pay rent. So I could still do that. My father couldn't understand why I kept getting fired, and he couldn't understand the concept of, I'm not getting fired. It's a contract. This is what consultants do. It's a contract.
And the contract has run its course.
Yeah. Right, and the contract has run its course. He couldn't understand that. So I just thought that was interesting. But it's a totally different work world now. It is totally different. But being able to just quit a job because someone was unfair to you, it's hilarious.
I got news for these young people. Life is unfair at times.
But they can always go home, and our generation of parents welcome them back. They're 35 years old. Come with the kids. Come live with us.
And then we wonder why our kids are in our basement at 30. They can't launch. That's why. That's exactly why. More on this in just a moment. It's now 5:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. It's 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Mondays are tough, but you know what? We are pretty good here on the roads. Around the Beltway, quiet, 270. Both Maryland and Virginia, 95s without any problems. Two incidents, though, in through town. Well, it's road work on DC 295, and you're getting used to this or trying to, northbound at Benning, one lane blocked. And we do have a utility pole down in northeast DC, blocking Minnesota Avenue right at the intersection with Burroughs Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, cloudy today, but this is really going to be the warmest day of the week, the way it looks right now. A high today of 82. And look, as you may have heard, we could have some thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, maybe some severe, a low of 64. Tomorrow, sunshine in 78. Then, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, temperatures only reach the upper 60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 64 degrees. It's 5:16 on WMAL.
Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
Oh, haven't we all wanted to say that? Don't you want to do that? There was, I was somewhere and I was watching TV, and there was a series of commercials that they had that I noticed that caught my attention, that I actually watched, because I don't watch a lot of commercials. So I actually watch commercials. And it was people who were dreaming of how they were going to quit their job when they win the lottery. So each one was a different person quitting their job when they win the lottery. One of them literally had a marching band, you know, to go to the boss and tell her she quit. We all dream of that. Have you ever quit a job, and why? And not like in high school, but like a real job where you have bills to pay and it's a real job. Have you ever just thrown in the towel? Most of us can't do that because we have bills to pay. So we can't. 888-630-9625 now. A Kapoor Institute and Harris Poll did this together. They found that men of color are the most likely to quit because of unfairness. And this is in the tech industry, because the tech industry has an unusually high turnover. 40% of Black and Latino men left their jobs for what they say is unfairness. Nearly a quarter of underrepresented men and women of color said they had experienced racial stereotyping twice the rate of white and Asian men and women. They were more likely than any other group to say they were passed over for a promotion. And I get it. I think that you can work in an environment where you feel you're being passed over for a promotion or something along those lines. But I just was always raised that if you're unhappy, you get a gig somewhere else. You start looking. And I guess when you work in an industry like this, in radio, we're always looking for our next gig. Always.
Not me. I'm going to die here.
All right. Damn it. but we're always looking for, you know, our next gig. Everybody I know, you know, you're always going to industry events. You're always networking. You're always out there just in case something happens or you can get a better gig. It's always about moving up. I know some people who are quite happy and they're content and they stay, and that's fine. But have you ever just quit a job and said, I'm just done? Now, did you have another job to back you up when you got there. 888-630-9625. Women represent 25% of tech employees, even though they're half of the population of the United States. 25% of tech employees. Blacks and Latinos make up about 30% of the population, but 15% of tech employees. So maybe it's because the tech industry is wildly racist or sexist, but have you ever...
No, I don't think it's that. I think this is the problem. I think you have these cases where these young people who've never had to deal with conflict or failure are being told no, throughout their entire lives. The very first job they get sometimes is the first one out of college. They've never worked at a Starbucks or at a grocery store. They've never had to deal with people, and they don't have any people skills. And they get in the workplace, and the first time they run up against any kind of frustration, well, can't possibly be me, because I've never been told I was wrong in my life. And all of a sudden now they realize, wait a minute, people are telling me that I don't know what I'm talking about, or people are they're discriminating. And no, they're not discriminating against you. They're teaching you what it is to work in the workplace.
Yeah.
It's just that you've never had this experience. You've never been told. You believe that everything that you do should give you a big blue ribbon to pin on your chest, because everybody gets a ribbon just for showing up, right? All you got to do is show up. And that's not the way it is in the workplace. You have to produce. You have to meet expectations. You have to meet quotas. You have to meet sales. You have to meet your numbers. Whatever it is, you know, there's always an expectation that you must do this, and it is measured. There's a yardstick against you are measured. But poor young people today, they get into the workplace, and they've never had to actually, you know, do this. They've never actually had to compete or to deal with difficult people in the workplace. And I don't think they know how to deal with it. I think the easy answer is it can't possibly be me, so it must be them, and I need to go find another job.
Yeah, racism or sexism. Richard in Virginia, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Have you ever quit a job, Richard? No, but he just quit the call. So you know why? It's because Brian, you were not being sensitive to his needs.
Maybe that's it.
That's what it was. Yeah, so I wonder if the part of it, too, as you were saying, it's because I've never had to do this, I've never had to do that, I've never been told no, and now here you come up against an organization. I read a story, and I wish I could remember which tech company it was, but you know, you see these tech companies that are set up for younger people, because those are the ones who are working in a lot of these tech companies, so I get it. They're adapting to what they want, so I understand that, but they've actually had to clamp down on the workplace because it's not working. This freewheeling, you know, all these benefits and people working when they want to work and all that stuff, not working for them. It is 522 on WMAL.
Retiring soon? Already retired? You don't want to miss the Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services, Sunday afternoons at 3 on WMAL.
You probably just got that reminder in the mail in the form of a maintenance fee that, yes, you still own that timeshare. And that timeshare maintenance fee always seems to go up. Last year, the average maintenance fee was $920. If you're tired of paying for a timeshare that you're not using or can't use, visit Timeshare Exit Team. They'll get you out safely, legitimately, and forever, or you get every penny back. With local experts right here in Alexandria and Towson, visit TimeshareExitTeam.com.
You go to your doctor for an unexplained weight loss, a pain, illness, or cough. Further tests reveal the reality. It's cancer. Well, let's talk reality. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital offers an innovative approach to treating cancer called CyberKnife, a non-invasive treatment using targeted radiation to destroy tumors anywhere in the body with pinpoint accuracy. So there's less risk of damage to surrounding healthy tissue and organs. CyberKnife also treats inoperable or unreachable tumors. Another reality? With CyberKnife, there are fewer treatments than with traditional radiation therapies, and a faster recovery too. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital physicians are among the country's most experienced in using CyberKnife to treat tumors. So if you're facing the reality of cancer, learn the benefits of CyberKnife at 855-218-6685 or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/CKCancer.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
It's 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In from the west, 66. Boy, great time to get going out of Gainesville, not just to the Beltway, but into Falls Church. A little bit of volume, 95 in our normal stretches as we head into Aquia and again in through Dale City, but travel lanes are all reported open. That's road work in town, and we've been seeing some slowdowns here on DC 295, unfortunately, as you approach Benning Road, still with one lane closed. Outbound Suitland Parkway off 295. Looks like that work zone cleared because the delay's clear too. And in northeast, just a heads up, Minnesota Avenue closed right at the intersection with Burroughs Avenue due to a downed utility pole. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Strong cold front on the march. Isolated showers, thunderstorms today. Quite breezy, 82 degrees. Now, by this evening, severe storms are possible with wind, hail, heavy rainfall. Overnight, we'll drop back to the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 64 degrees. It is now 5:26 on WMAL. Some news that broke overnight, late last night. You probably didn't hear about this. The lawmakers up on Capitol Hill have apparently come to terms on a spending bill that will fund the government through September 30th of this year. This is a longer-term spending bill, not that short-term bill they were messing with last week. And it's about $1 trillion. Wow. The president got a few things that he wanted, though not as much. For example, he'll get $1.5 billion to beef up border security and $15 billion to strengthen the military, which was very important to him. But Democrats also got some stuff during these negotiations. Planned Parenthood, for example, will not be defunded. The president had to walk away from language that would have sanctioned sanctuary cities. And that, of course, is not going to go over well in some quarters. But at least a deal is done. The Democrats have signed off on it. Apparently, the Republicans are happy with it. And they now have to put language together over the course of this week and get it passed by both the House and Senate by Friday. So that's where things are. But this pretty much, it seems, at the moment, has ended any talk of a government shutdown. Looks like we are going to avoid that for a while. The long-term budget deal, will apparently be paired with some movement toward reform of health care. Apparently, there is some movement in that regard, we're hearing. So we'll continue to watch it. 5:28 on WMAL.
With spring comes scams.
They just showed up unannounced.
The next knock on your door could cost you plenty. Seven on Your Side shines a light on the top three scams to avoid this season. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11. The Dancing with the Stars Live Hot Summer Nights Tour is coming to MGM National Harbor this June. And ABC 7 wants to send you in a guest. Watch ABC 7 News at 11 tonight and be the seventh caller to win.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes, ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits. Working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality. And providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
Homeowners, think Miss Utility doesn't apply to you?
think again. If you plan to move dirt, you should contact Miss Utility. Whether you're installing a mailbox, planting a shrub, or a garden, Miss Utility should be number one on your checklist. 2 full business days before digging, call 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Also online at missutility.net. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Coming up in just a moment, a story in the Washington Post is going to hack you off. I mean, well, that could be almost any of them, but one in specific has to do with immigration. I'll give you all the details coming up. It's 5:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. At least 14 people have been killed in severe weather that tore across 4 states yesterday. One tornado touched down in Canton, Texas.
The roof blew off my house. I have another house in the back that got wiped out immediately. That was gone. I had a tractor that flew by me spinning in the air.
Millions more could be at risk today as that storm system moves north. Former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell says he didn't question how his wife Maureen could afford to give him a Rolex watch for Christmas in 2012. As it turns out, she'd gotten that watch from businessman Johnny Williams to give to her husband. But McDonnell said on CBS's 60 Minutes,
"With all my heart, I believed it was from her. She told me it was from her."
You were telling us that you needed loans, business loans. Didn't you wonder, how did my wife afford a Rolex?
Bill, I didn't know what a Rolex cost, to be honest. I'm a Seiko and Timex guy. I've always have been.
McDonald's public corruption conviction was overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court last year. A bipartisan deal is now in place to keep the government funded through September. The $1 trillion budget deal includes some wins for both political parties. It'll be another busy week in Washington as President Trump looks beyond his first 100 days to a possible new health care bill.
The president is trumpeting the potential health care compromise that's won over the hard right with major changes. On CBS's Face the Nation, he was asked about what's in store for those with pre-existing conditions.
Pre-existing conditions are in the bill, and I mandated. I said it has to be.
Insurers would have to offer coverage, but for those already suffering chronic illnesses, premiums could be much higher as they would be put in high-risk pools. Bob Costantini, Washington.
That warm weekend sealed the deal. It was the warmest April on record in Washington, 7 degrees warmer than a normal April would be. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,094, the Nasdaq at 6046. Sports, the Wizards dropped game one of their NBA playoff series to the Celtics. Baseball, Anthony Rendon has 3 homers and 10 RBIs. The Nationals ball the Mets. The O's beat the Yankees. Hockey, the Caps tangle with the Penguins tonight in game three of their playoff series. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following is a paid commercial message.
Breaking news, the 2017 housing market is heating up to be one of the most competitive on record, with home prices surging to levels not seen in over 15 years. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and what does this news mean to you? If you're in the market to buy a home this year, it means you need to set yourself apart to win out over other offers in a bidding war. How do you do that? By working with Cornerstone First Financial. We're a direct lender with our own money. We're local to this area with a track record of getting loans to settlement on time and offering the lowest interest rates. If you're not planning on moving this year, this news is also important if you're looking to eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, or take cash out for any reason. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
I wish these bags under my eyes would go away. Now, if that sounds like you every morning, you're not alone. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor introducing the new GenuCell Serum with plant stem cell technology from Chamonix. Susan from New Jersey uses GenuCell, and she wrote to us about it. She says, "I've been using GenuCell for a couple months. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet and small lines have disappeared and haven't come back. I love your product." I agree, Susan. I use it and I love it. And with its instant effects, you'll see results in the first 12 hours, guaranteed, or your money back. Check this out. From now until Mother's Day, get a free month supply of GenuCell with your order. What a great Mother's Day present. Call now, and express shipping is also free. 800-800-800-800. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. Order today, and Chamonix will include a surprise luxury gift absolutely free. 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720 for Genucel. 800-525-2720.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, lately, whenever the topic of healthcare comes up, we hear words like uncertain and expensive. Well, what if I told you that when it comes to my personal healthcare, the words that come to my mind are convenient and caring? That's because my doctor is Dr. Jones with the Concierge Medical Team at Principal Medical Group. Listen, the relationship you have with your doctor is priceless. And as a patient, I know firsthand how the team at Principal Medical Group put me first. Experience convenient appointments, 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones, and the quality care you deserve. I feel the difference as a patient at Principal Medical Group, and you will too. Don't spend another year getting half the care for twice the price. Invest in your health like I did. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Jones at his McLean office. Call 703-663-8824 or go online to principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. principalmedicalgroup.com.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Looks good to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, American Legion Bridge. Pretty calm on the Beltway, but we do have a slowdown in the Bethesda stretch. Inner loop after Old Georgetown Road has come around toward 355. Crews are looking to see if there's anything in the way there. Just, again, an unusual slowdown starting to form. Inner loop after Old Georgetown Road. Topside looks good. College Park and then through to Silver Spring. Let's get you in through town. The road work, DC 295, as you head northbound Benning Road, still has a lane blocked. In on 50, that's slow as you make the merge to DC 295, but nothing currently reported along the way. And in northeast, we do have a closure, utility pole down at Minnesota Avenue at the intersection with Burroughs Avenue. That is closed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Severe weather in the forecast by this evening after 4 o'clock and before midnight. Looks like it's going to be an event where we'll see a line of storms come through with damaging winds and hail, heavy rainfall, maybe an isolated tornado. Isolated showers, thunder showers until 4 o'clock today on a south breeze 82. Those storms roll through early tonight, and then tomorrow sunshine comes back at a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Gainesville, 59 in Bethesda, 65 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. And good morning. I'm Mary Walter sitting alongside Brian Wilson on this Monday morning on WMAL. Joining us coming up later in the show at 7:05, we'll talk to legal analyst Joe DeGeneva. We also have at 8:05, the chair of the Virginia GOP will be joining us to talk about some of the Democratic debates, the primaries. At 8:35, correspondent, White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner, Sarah Westwood, will be joining us. Also coming up, I wanted to forgot to tell you, at 7:35, Andre Billadou, and he is the parent of a child who was at J.E.B. Stewart High School, and that child transferred out because that he was apparently getting quite a bit of blowback because they were against changing the name of the school. So we have a lot coming up for you on this Monday morning.
Yeah, and let's start off by a discussion of something in the Washington Post today that just, when I saw this headline, it just absolutely ticked me off. And I think it will tick you off as well. I mean, you should not be surprised that something you read in the Washington Post might make you irritated, but this is sort of beyond the pale. Let me just read the headline, and we'll start with the headline. The reporter on this, by the way, is David Nakamura. And here's the headline. Amid immigration setbacks, one Trump strategy seems to be working. Fear. Let me just read a couple of paragraphs. In many ways, President Trump's attempt to implement his hardline immigration policies have not gone very well in his first 3 months. His travel ban, aimed at some Muslim-majority countries, has been blocked by the courts. His U.S.-Mexico border wall has gone nowhere in Congress, and he's retreated, at least for now, on his vow to target illegal immigrants brought here as children. But one strategy that seems to be working well is fear. The number of migrants, legal and illegal, crossing into the United States has dropped markedly since Trump took office, while recent declines in the number of deportations have been reversed. It's not fear. It's an enforcement of the law. Could it possibly be that the reason we're seeing a dramatic reduction in the number of people who are coming across the border illegally is that for the first time in a long time, the laws of this country are being enforced? Could it be that the reason that we're seeing a reduction in the number of people who are coming to this country illegally, a dramatic reduction, 70% according to some estimates, could it possibly be the fact that the Border Patrol and the folks at ICE have been told, hey, you know what? You can now again do your jobs. Could it be that it looks this way, that there's been a dramatic drop in immigration of people coming to this country illegally because things got so out of whack during the 8 years of Obama where the borders were just practically open and the Border Patrol was told not to do anything and the laws of our country were ignored? Could it possibly have something to do with that? Why is it that the Washington Post believes that the only thing that seems to be working? Why do they call it fear? I call it, it's the law. The laws that were passed by this Congress and signed into law by previous presidents are once again being enforced. Not fear, it's the law. And this is just astonishing to me that they continue to do it. And by the way, starts out, the first paragraph talks about all the things that haven't happened. Well, let's just talk about why we don't have, for example, a travel ban aimed at Muslim some Muslim countries. And the reason is that the courts they've gone to court and they've put in these temporary restraining orders and they've got this whole thing knotted up in the courts by judges appointed by Obama. And we all know, everybody you talk to, every single legal expert will tell you that when this finally gets adjudicated, when it finally gets to the merits of the case, they're going to lose. These court cases have absolutely no merits, but dilatory actions on the part of those who oppose this president. Why is it we don't have the Mexico border wall? Because Democrats are standing against it. Let's talk about that. Why is it that, and here's the other thing, he makes a big deal out of the fact that he's not gone after children of illegal immigrants. He said from the very beginning he wasn't going to do that. He said back in the days of the campaign he wasn't going to do that. This article just hacks me off. And it comes at a time when I think the American people are growing increasingly angry at the way the media are behaving. I mean, they got together for their big White House correspondents' dinner this weekend, and they all dressed up in their gowns and their penguin suits and talked about how they are not the fake news, and they attacked this president, in the form of the comedian that they hired and the comments they made from the podium. And I just want to say, you know what? It's not your job to attack the president. It's your job to report the facts. And when we see a story like this one in the Washington Post, where they characterize everything that happened as being somehow a response of fear-mongering on the part of this president, it's not true. And it simply doesn't ring true to so many Americans. I think the press is losing credibility at a rate which is beyond what they've done in the past, which is pretty impressive. I'm shocked by this, and I'm stunned by it, and I don't know why in the world we continue to support this kind of publication. You know, there was a guy who wrote an article, a conservative guy who wrote an article in the New York Times and just simply said, you know what, on climate change, we should keep an open mind. Oh my God, you could not believe the reaction in the New York Times. Hundreds, thousands of people have canceled their subscriptions simply because they can't consider the possibility that one guy who suggests that maybe we need to keep an open mind about climate change might be right. These are weird and wacky times that we live in.
And I don't understand why you're shocked, because I kind of agree with the author, with David Nakamura. It is fear. It's fear of the law being enforced. What's wrong with that?
It's not fear of the law. It's just that the law is now
right.
being
enforced.
It's
fear of the law being
how
enforced.
How about, instead of fear, how about we say it's respect for the law?
It's not respect. They
it
don't
is respect for the law.
They don't respect the law.
No, for the first time, we are having respect for the law in this country. We're not doing this because we want to instill a sense of fear in people in other countries. We want them to know that they should respect our borders. I just completely disagree with this. 543.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Two U.S. F-35 Lightning II aircraft and about 20 supporting airmen arrived in Bulgaria this past Friday.
The deployment allows the pilots and supporting airmen the opportunity to engage in familiarization training within the European theater while reassuring allies and partners of U.S. dedication to the enduring peace and stability of the region. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
This is Larry O'Connor, and this is a true fact. Last year, over 49% of the homes listed did not sell with the real estate agent who took the initial listing. And the result often costs home sellers thousands of dollars in lower offers and painful holding costs. This is why I always recommend my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers. In fact, they have over 5,500 ready buyers looking to buy right now. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds lead the industry with getting your home sold fast and for top dollar. They net their sellers 6% more on average. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it for cash at a price acceptable to you. Call the Reynolds team direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
5:45 now on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, work zones. We had one Beltway Interloop as you pass Old Georgetown Road heading on the Interloop side toward 355, but I am still seeing some slowdowns there, so might have some activity around the bend where I can't see in the traffic cameras. So just keep alert. Interloop past Old Georgetown Road. Outer loop in that area, no delay. You're looking good. 270, a little bit of volume through Urbana, and again as you approach and pass the exit for 109, but that's just the volume on the increase. Road work in town with delays. DC 295, boy, northbound as you come up to Benning Road, northbound stretch delays from Pennsylvania Avenue to Benning, again with the work zone, and a northeast a utility pole down closing Minnesota Avenue at Burroughs Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Powerful storm system in the nation's midsection rolling east. Front attached to that storm approaching later today. Isolated showers, thunder showers today, 82 degrees on a south breeze. Then by this evening, scattered storms may be severe. So we're thinking about after 4 or 5 o'clock and before midnight. We can see some strong damaging winds and hail, heavy rainfall. There is a risk for tornadoes, but that is low. Sunshine returns tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 64 degrees at 5:47.
The president of China, President Xi, I believe has been putting pressure on him also, but so far, perhaps nothing's happened, and perhaps it has. This was a small missile. This was not a big missile. This was not a nuclear test, which he was expected to do 3 days ago. We'll see what happens.
That's the President of the United States speaking on CBS this weekend, talking about the fact that North Koreans had another missile test, you know. It didn't go well for it. The third missile in a row to explode shortly after launch.
It flew for 15 minutes, though. That's better than and went 25 miles.
I wonder how that's what's going on there? How come they keep blowing up? Sure, I'm sure it's just a coincidence. I'm absolutely certain of that. But anyway, he did talk about North Korea and continuing efforts to try to bring that regime over there under control. And he said this, he's not going to be happy. He's not going to be happy if there's another nuclear test. He was asked about that.
You say not happy. What does that mean?
I would not be happy. If he does a nuclear test, I will not be happy. And I can tell you also, I don't believe that the president of China, who is a very respected man, will be happy either.
Not happy mean military action?
I don't know. I mean, we'll see.
And that's what they keep saying. All options are on the table. By the way, John Dickerson there at CBS also asked him, why are these missiles blowing up? How come that keeps happening?
Why do these missiles keep blowing up?
Well, I'd rather not discuss it.
Yeah,
but perhaps they're just not very good missiles, but eventually he'll have good missiles.
You don't want to, because maybe we have something to do with it.
I just don't want to discuss it. And I think you know me very well, where you've asked me many times over the last couple of years about military. I said we shouldn't be announcing we're going into Mosul. I said we shouldn't be announcing all our moves. It is a chess game. I just don't want people to know what my thinking is. So eventually he will have a better delivery system, and if that happens, we can't allow it to happen.
Yeah, that sort of answers the question without answering it, if you ask me. And then on Fox News Sunday, the National Security Advisor, General H.R. McMaster, says that the president does want to solve this without military action, if possible.
Well, the president has made clear that he is going to resolve this issue one way or the other. And what we prefer to do is to work with others, China included, to resolve this situation short of military action.
So there we have it. You've heard it all from the president. You've heard it from H.R. McMaster's. They continue to have some discussions with China, etc. But as it stands right now, the president throwing down a pretty, I would say, strong gauntlet that, look, if you want to do this, there's only so far that we can be pushed.
Yeah, and I also he said something about he tweeted out about the president of China and how this is disrespectful to the president of China.
Yes, that's interesting, isn't
and,
it?
And I thought that was very interesting because, you know, respect means so much in their society that he said North Korea disrespected the wishes of China and its highly respected president when it launched, though unsuccessfully, a missile today. And he's very brilliant in what he does when it comes to negotiations and so on. He's a very smart man when it comes to that, as we know, the art of the deal. And he's getting China to be that intermediary for us that we need. We need China to be the intermediary.
Yep.
And to say, hey, indirectly to the president of China, he just disrespected you.
Yeah.
Look at that right there.
Yeah, and
you might want to get him for that. Look at that.
You are so right about that being so important in the Chinese culture. It absolutely is. Well, look, I'll tell you this. I think he is playing this well. I really do. I think that using the Chinese and trying to get them to bring pressure, I think the open question in all this is just how much influence do the Chinese have with a man who sometimes does things that don't make any sense? In other words, it is in Kim Jong-un's best interest to sort of step back from this a little bit. But he has shown a proclivity not to do that from time to time, even when it was against his best interest. So I think there's still an unpredictable nature to this North Korean regime, that, and maybe the Chinese have some input. I'm sure they can bring some pressure to bear. Is it going to be enough is the open question. Well, we'll talk more about this a little bit later with Michael Osler, an Asian expert from AEI. That's at 6:35. Time for El Rushbo, 5:51 on WMAL.
I mentioned it the other day. We're hearing reports that Donald Trump's wall is a laughingstock among the Republican establishment. They say it's never going to be built. Meanwhile, another story is unfolding. Democrats are not laughing. According to Politico, Democrats are turning the screws on the people that would build a wall. The idea is to punish businesses that work on Trump's project. California Democrats are advancing a law to blacklist any company involved in building that wall. California pension funds would be forbidden from investing in those companies. They would be locked out of all state contracts. You believe it? Democrats complain about how divisive the wall is. And yet they are the divisive ones. They're openly blackballing businesses that create badly needed jobs, that produce the tax income that pays their salaries and keeps the state running. Democrats get on their soapbox and they brag about tolerance. They claim to represent the working man, the little guy. But they're turning the screws on the little guy in order to pander to those entering the country illegally. They have the gall to treat pension funds as political weapons to hurt legal businesses who simply want to work. And they're doing this while whining that money withheld from illegal sanctuary cities would be punitive. These vindictive Democrats, they're the ones full of hate, folks. They have become the biggest hate group in the country. And even they believe the wall is coming. And it is.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Imagine that I only gave you part of a news story. Be pretty hard to follow, right? Well, that's exactly what happens when you rely on your credit card and bank statements to protect your identity. I mean, sure, your bank can help detect credit card fraud, but not the many other ways your identity can be stolen, like when somebody opens a new account or applies for an online loan in your name. That's why there's LifeLock. LifeLock uses technology to alert you to a wider range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can get more comprehensive identity protection than you can get anywhere else. Join now. Get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/Rush or call them. 800-440-4833. Use the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com/Rush and save 10%.
Hey, it's Larry here for EMP 180 Weight Loss, and you've been hearing about my progress since January 1st. And I have to say that losing weight, seeing, feeling progress every single week on the EMP 180 program has been such a fun and exciting journey. Now, that's not the norm when you're trying to lose weight, especially losing weight on your own, right? It's tough. So I'm happy to say, can I have a drum roll here? I hit my ideal empowered weight for me. I'm now an EMP graduate. All my numbers have aligned correctly. I'm down over 30 pounds. I did it. Now onto the second part of the Empowered Weight program, maintenance. I'm not worried because EMP 180 will never leave you. My body composition numbers are where they should be, and my metabolism is firing like a well-tuned engine. With EMP, I've got this. Do EMP 180 like I did. Get it done. Get to the healthy body you need. Call them today. EMP 180 Weight Loss. That's EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. 703-992-0620.
It is 5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, quickly busy here. Unfortunately, Tyson's area on the Beltway on the outer loop as you approach Route 7. That's where we have a crash really right in the middle of the Beltway here. Second lane from the left. So one left lane getting by, two rights. So you do have additional fire and rescue units, so that will change. Again, outer loop after the toll road as you come up toward Route 7. Inner loop side open. Now on Route 7. Quickly forming with delays. Accident reported to have an overturned vehicle. I know, on Route 7. Coming eastbound right before you get to Barron Cameron Avenue. So this will be after you pass the Georgetown Pike and the Reston Parkway up ahead for the activity and the quick delays forming. On the Beltway of Maryland, it was the road work. I still see some flashing lights here, so not quite wrapped up on the inner loop as you pass old Georgetown Road. Still stay to the left to get by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Powerful storm system over the nation's midsection rolling east. Just isolated showers, thunderstorms today. By this evening, though, some strong to severe storms are possible. Windy and mild today, 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 65 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by LeafGuard.
LeafGuard offers the only covered gutter system that lets water in and keeps debris out. They come with a lifetime no-clog warranty. Never climb a ladder to clean your gutters again with LeafGuard. Get a $100 restaurant gift certificate with your free at-home estimate. GuttersMaryland.com.
Chris Plant here. As an avid gun enthusiast, I was thrilled when the nation's most advanced indoor shooting range opened just up the road in Prince William County. Elite Shooting Sports has 42 shooting lanes, all well-appointed with the best equipment available. They offer programs for all skill levels as well as ladies-only classes taught by all female instructors. Looking for a great place to host your next corporate or team-building event? I recommend you choose Elite Shooting Sports. Visit EliteShootingSports.com.
Hey, Washington homeowners, Larry O'Connor here for Renters Warehouse, your residential property management experts. Are you thinking about your future? How about your retirement plan? Listen up. Rental property earns you equity, appreciation, tax savings, and cash flow for the long haul, all while someone else pays your mortgage. The rent estate rush is here, and rents here in the D.C. area are on the rise. Now is the time to capitalize on renting out your home with Renters Warehouse. Get a free home rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com. Their rent estate advisors will find and warranty quality tenants in just a few weeks, meaning if those tenants don't work out for any reason, they'll replace them for free. There's no marketing fees and no cancellation fees, plus 24/7 property management for just one low flat monthly fee of $99 a month. So make your move into renting and invest in your future with Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370 or go to renterswarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate.
The following is a paid commercial message.
Breaking news, the 2017 housing market is heating up to be one of the most competitive on record, with home prices surging to levels not seen in over 15 years.
Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial. And what does this news mean to you? If you're in the market to buy a home this year, it means you need to set yourself apart to win out over other offers in a bidding war. How do you do that? By working with Cornerstone First Financial. We're a direct lender with our own money. We're local to this area with a track record of getting loans to settlement on time and offering the lowest interest rates. If you're not planning on moving this year, this news is also important if you're looking to eliminate PMI, consolidate debt, or take cash out for any reason. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Responsibility. It means contacting Miss Utility before you dig. It also means digging with care. That means no mechanized equipment within 18 inches of the marks. It doesn't mean skimming off a few inches. It means hand dig until the utility is fully exposed. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
Coming up on WMAL.
Well, you know, we have to change history because then we'll never repeat it. Should the name of J.E.B. Stewart High School be changed? Well, we're moving in that direction, and we have a guest coming up at 7:35 to talk about it.